The US Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Why in the World Wide Web would you shop anywhere else? petersofkensington.com.au.
Yeah, well, flooding in India I mentioned, but flooding in America, in the Midwest, Harley.
Yeah, this is a flooding that's been going on for a long time, but it's only gotten worse because we've had some pretty big storms. This latest round of flooding in the Midwest has claimed at least four lives. There are hundreds of roads that are closed. Sandbags, people are using them as quick as they can to try to keep some of the levees from leaking. In some communities, the floods are already setting new local records. There are flash flood watches in parts of Missouri, Arkansas, Oklahoma, Texas, and of course a lot of local flood, you know, warnings like that. And you know, they closed the traffic on the Mississippi River for 5 miles at St. Louis.
5 miles.
It's one of the largest cities on the Mississippi. It's a huge blow to commerce there, and it's been closed since Friday.
It's a lot of rain, isn't it?
Yeah, it's
okay. Just amazing. You can't get your head around all this. You can't get your head around it. Israel and Palestine.
Yeah, the U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo wanted to make it clear Israelis have every right to defend themselves, as he put it, after the Gaza militants sent a wave after wave of rocket attacks into southern Israel. Pompeo said the violence is pretty serious, and he says, I hope we can return to the ceasefire that's been in place for weeks. UN envoy said pretty much the same thing. Let's get back to the ceasefire.
Yeah, but the threats of more massive strikes. Right, May 5.
Yeah, Cinco de Mayo is
Cinco
a
de
Mexican
Mayo.
Holiday. Yeah. Vast majority of Americans cannot tell you what it celebrates. It sure does not keep us from seizing the opportunity for a party. New poll found only 1 in 5 people know that May the 5th celebrates the Mexican Army's victory over the French Empire in 1862. It's called a Puebla Day as well. Not a major victory, but it was symbolism and hugely important for the people of Mexico. So they celebrate it even today.
That's right.
A lot of people also don't know the general who led the ragtag band of Mexicans in that fight was a general born and raised in Texas.
There you are. They wouldn't even know there was a Franco-Mexican war, I can tell you, Harley. But you're full of history, and that's all that matters. There he is. We love him. Harley in the United States of America.